Let's start with the people inside the plant. And their situation is not great. It's pretty clear that they will be getting very high doses of radiation, and there's certainly the potential for lethal doses of radiation. So you can certainly...
And they know it, don't they?
They know it, and I think you have to call these people heroes. I mean, they are working in incredibly tough circumstances.
That's tragic.
And they know that they may be getting lethal doses of radiation.
RCMP investigators in Winnipeg have compiled evidence that two Canadian citizens conspired to travel to Pakistan for terrorist training. There is also evidence that they planned to subsequently join the insurgency against NATO forces in Afghanistan. Arrest warrants have been issued for Fareed Ahmed Iman, age 30, and Maywan Yar, aged 27. As the current whereabouts of Yar and Iman are unknown, these charges have been laid in absentia.
If we're going to prevent guns from falling into the hands of the violent criminals, the mentally unstable, and other already prohibited dangerous persons, we need a comprehensive national background check system with no loopholes. It's time for the National Rifle Association to come to the table with ideas instead of just denouncing any effort to deal with the problem. Polls show that's what their members clearly want. But if they refuse good faith efforts to solve this problem, Congress should take action without them.
I think it's made me love people more and changed my priorities in life. You know, what used to be important, you know, is not that important now.
I got hope. Either way it's going, I'm going to win. I'm ready to go. And so either way, whatever happens, you know, I'm a winner.
We do not recommend Congress embrace a complete privatization of the mortgage market with no role for the government in providing access to affordable housing, nor do we recommend what some have called the full nationalization option, in which the government would provide an explicit guarantee and directly bear the cost of most of the credit risk in the housing finance system. The alternatives we propose that you consider lie between those two more extreme options.